And the celebrity phone is ringing. You know, it's always my favorite segment on the show. They never tell me who's calling in, so let's find out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Can you tell from the sound of this voice who this might be, Jeremy?
I think it's my dream chef, the person I want to make a meal for me. Is this Rachel Ray?
It is Rachel Ray. I can't bake you a cake, so I thought I'd call you for your 40th. Although I have to say you don't look a day over 29.
Yeah, okay, here, it's our 12th anniversary show. Rachel, you're starting rumors is what's going on, Rachel Ray.
No. I know it is your 12th anniversary, but you know we do have that in common. It's our 12th as well at our show.
There you go.
So, happy 12th, and may we have at least 12 more.
I think so. Okay, so this you're the perfect person then to have. If we're going to throw a party, you know, to celebrate, I'm not much of a cook, and I know, you know, you love being in the kitchen. What's the simplest thing I can make for a party? Like, what can I do?
Well, the simplest thing you can make for a party is clearly a phone call. You can call and get any food delivered from anywhere. But if it is a 12th anniversary of anything, I would stick with things that come in dozens. Deviled eggs, donuts, you know, stick with the theme of 12.
Donuts, that's an easy one that I can just go out and get, right? Uber Eats, maybe. Uber Eats can probably even just bring you some, I'm sure.
Anything that's sold in dozens, exactly.
No, I like that. Very clever. I love that.
It's not bad. And deviled eggs, you know, eat a dozen eggs in a carton.
And then would they wouldn't quite fit in the donut hole, though. I was going to say you can do it all at once, but no, it's gross.
Oh, no, that's gross.
Yeah.
Now, but they make donuts out of everything now. Out in Williamsburg, they have pop pasta, and they make donuts out of literally spaghetti with red sauce or carbonara. You could put a meatball in the center of those donuts and turn them into entrees.
There you go. See, always, this is the person to have on our show, ladies and gentlemen. But I wonder, though.
Sliders, you get slider-sized rolls. You get 12 in a bag.
Okay.
Or you could buy them loose by the dozen, so you could serve sliders. You could serve the pasta donuts. You could serve deviled eggs. You know, we're coming up with quite a nice list, actually.
I like this. How much do I have to pay you for this now? You can just do it for us, right?
It's free. We just put it out on the air, so I think a lot of people are probably ripping that off right now.
Yeah, all right. But I have to wonder, though, like, when you have people over to your place, or if you're going to a party and you're bringing a dish, like, are people expecting you to wow them? Like, do you feel pressure?
I don't know. I never really thought about that. If I invited you to my house, I'm going to make something every cook or chef wants to please their customer. So hopefully I've thought about the way you eat and what you eat ahead of time. And I would assume that anybody who's coming to my house knows I'm doing my best to please them. So after that, I never really think about, you know, if people go home and say, oh, I can't believe she made the blah, blah, blah. I don't like to think of the people that I would invite into my home as being that mean-spirited, I guess. I mean, I think the idea about cooking for anybody is that you're trying to show them love or appreciation or gratitude or friendship, you know, kinship of some sort. I'd like to think that whenever we're cooking for each other, we're doing our best to please those people. And that's why it's kind of funny when if things don't come out or something gets burned or, you know, you forget about something in the oven, it just usually becomes a laugh rather than, you know, a teary situation. At least in our house, it's always kind of a joke if we're all together at one of the holidays or a birthday party or a bunch of friends are over and something goes wildly wrong. Because it's funny, you know, we were trying and it really is the thought that counts. And that's true in cooking as well, I think.
And that's also what makes for those good food pictures that we see on social media, too, right? You have a laugh at it.
Exactly. You have a laugh at it, like the cake gone wrong.
Yeah.
You know, or the burnt frittata. Or, you know, one time my sister roasted a turkey, and she never took the bag of chips out of the cavity. So it was a rather fragrant, melted plastic and inert fragrance in the air at dinner time. But those are the things that, you know, they get a laugh.
Yeah.
Bring us together.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to laugh at yourself, especially if you work in a kitchen.
And we've got to take a break. We'll have more with Rachel Ray right after this. Jeremy Bradley here back, celebrating 12 years on the radio, despite what you hear my guest Rachel Ray say. Surprise guest Rachel Ray joining us on the line again to celebrate our anniversary, not my 40th birthday. Now I have to ask you, what is your favorite ingredient to cook with?
Well, we use olive oil primarily in our house because I grew up in an extended family and my grandpa was from Sicily. The I made it into the dictionary with EVOO, so I guess the most common ingredient to all things that I cook is probably olive oil.
One of mine, and like I said, I'm not much of a cook, I love garlic.
Oh, garlic's extremely good for you and your circulatory system. All of the basic building blocks of the Mediterranean diet, you know, rice, beans, eggs, pasta, tomatoes, anchovies, sardines, garlic, olive oil. I mean, those are the staples of our pantry, mm-hmm. My entire family for generations. That's the way we eat on a daily basis. When people tell me they don't like garlic, I usually question them about what they're doing to it and how they're preparing it. It's usually the case that they're using old garlic that's turned green and gone to sprout again, or the garlic has been overcooked at too high a temperature, and it's bitter to them. You know, if
right.
garlic tastes bitter, you're not cooking it correctly. It should be cooked over moderate heat or slow roasted, and it should be a very gentle flavor, not a strong, overpowering, overly fragrant thing. And if you're using raw garlic, it's really important to paste it. If you're going to put it in a salad dressing or something that's not going to be cooked, you should chop that garlic and then mash it with the side of your knife and a little salt until it literally becomes like paste. And a little goes a long way. I do agree that if you're using raw garlic, you should really limit that. It should just be one big clove and whatever it is.
Well, that's, in a Ukrainian and Polish family like I have, we all have garlic breath at the end of the meal, and you love it. It smells so good.
Two garlic breaths cancel each other out. I could never have married a man that didn't like garlic, because I always smell like a salami. I smell like red wine and garlic.
That's your requirement list. Must love garlic and red wine.
Absolutely.
I asked Gordon Ramsay this a while back, and I have to know your answer. You make, hundreds of different kinds of dishes. Is there one that you love making but hate eating?
Well, I can prepare and enjoy preparing all types of seafood. I did not grow up in a home where we ate cooked salmon, so the smell of it kind of freaks me out. I don't care for it at all. But I can make a beautiful, crispy skin on the salmon. And my mother loves salmon, so I make it from time to time, but it's not something I enjoy eating at all. I also really hate shelf-stable mayonnaise. Like, I can't do it. I do buy shelf-stable vegan mayonnaise or aquafaba. It's made out of chickpea byproduct. It's called Fabinaise.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But otherwise, I have to make my aioli or dressing fresh. I just don't like the idea of a shelf-stable egg, so I don't like being near it or cooking with it because it's so foreign to me. I can't handle it.
Well, okay.
And
well,
I don't eat sweets at all.
Really?
My sister's a wonderful baker, but I didn't grow up in a home with sweets. My grandpa lived with us when I was little, and they had the diet of a little old Sicilian guy. I would much rather have a sardine sandwich with extra onions and some olive oil than a big slice of cake or a cookie or something. So I don't really embrace cupcakes and birthday cakes and, that kind of thing. Like, if I came to your 12th celebration party, I wouldn't bring a dozen cupcakes. I literally would bring a dozen Caesar-style stuffed eggs or,
right.
a dozen fried sardines, because to me, that's tasty party food. I don't want anything to do with the cupcakes or the whatevers.
Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with surprise guest Rachel Ray as we celebrate our 12th year on the radio. Not my 40th birthday, despite what you heard her say. Obviously, lots of food talk on your show, and you've got some exciting episodes coming up because Emeril Lagasse, right, is joining you in the next couple of days?
Oh, yeah, Emeril's here, several times a year, but he's here for a whole hour for Celebrate National Foodie Day. Guys, what day is that?
The 9th?
Yeah, the 9th of May is National Foodie Day.
Okay.
So we're bringing all of the Williamsburg trucks and stands, the smorgasburg, they call it. We're bringing that in the studio. The whole audience gets to try all the smorgasburg. And Emeril and I are together for the whole hour, cooking his food, my food. Daphne and Lisa Oz are here. It's a very foodie-friendly show. I think that's our most food-centric show in all of the upcoming shows. Every day here is something different, so that's what I like about coming to work here. It's never just celebrity-oriented, it's a little bit of everything, and if nothing else, there's always something really fabulous to eat at the end. Whether we did it, whether we knocked it out of the ballpark for you or not for the rest of the hour, for sure you got to stick around for dinner.
We're really, really short on time, but I got to ask you, though, when two cooks get together, is there like a camaraderie? Is there maybe a little bit of competition?
Like, maybe a camaraderie.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we're all very competitive people,
yeah.
but that's when we're doing business with the world or trying to teach people. We really want them to feel confidence, or we really want them to enjoy our food. I cook together with several of my friends that are chefs and great cooks. When we go on our anniversary trip every year, my husband and I take a long weekend in Italy, and half of the group is our musicians, and they form kind of a super group, and they play for us all in a kind of a super concert, and half of us are cooks and chefs, and we spend all of our time cooking the giant group meals, and we cook for 40 people all day long, and it's lovely. It's very much a camaraderie, and people are very supportive of each other. It's a wonderful way to make a living. It's very hard work physically, running kitchens and unloading trucks and standing on your feet on every holiday and preparing food in extremely large numbers, for lots and lots of folks. And we end up eating usually scrambled eggs or a burger or some wings in the middle of the night, you know. But it also brings you great joy because food is about sharing and connecting and building community. But when cooks get together and they're cooking for each other, it's really fun, and we're just trying to explore, and we ask each other questions all day long. What do you think this would taste like, and should I try it this way or this way? And it's kind of like, I don't know, any group of professionals, when musicians get together, new songs come out of it because they play new riffs to each other, and they share thoughts and what their talent is. So for us, it's the same way, except we don't play music, we play with our food.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be watching, and, you know, Rachel, forgive me, the name of your TV show always escapes me.
It's a Rachel Ray Show.
Oh, okay, all right, got it.
Although that makes me so uncomfortable, every time I do promos, I just say, it's Rach, or Monday on Rach, or, like, when I hear my whole name, I think I'm in trouble. even if I just say Rachel, it's all I can hear is my mother going, Rachel! It gives me the shudders.
All right.
In my life, I'm just Rach, or hey, or John calls me honey. You know, like, if I hear my whole name, I always feel like I've gotten in deep water somewhere, deep hot water.
I'm going to be in deep hot water if I don't wrap this up, because we've got another show, and you've got another show that you're taping today too, I'm told.
I do, yes.
Okay.
We always do here. We try and do three a day. Today's just two, though. So we're getting out of school early.
Okay, well, I will let you go, and thank you so much for calling
in.
You know what, next time we better talk pets and dog food.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about pets.
We'll do it again.
I would love that.
All right.
I would love that.
Rachel Ray, thanks for celebrating with us today.
Thank you for having me. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.